You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2016, week 181 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stusk.
So since it's Thursday, it's time of the for week. America's Sweetheart, the first America's Sweetheart in December.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's only appropriate that we start right now.
All
right.
Give me the hints. Keep them going. Or the facts. Interesting fact.
Okay. This person received his bachelor degree,
Ooh,
in journalism from Fordham University.
50% of the population
in
the
New
world.
York City, but like 2% of America's sweethearts.
True. His bachelor's degree in
journalism. From Fordham University in New York City.
Fordham. Okay. Keep going.
According to a 1995 Premiere magazine article, this person confronted director Quentin Tarantino when he visited the set of Crimson Tide. Are you familiar with that movie?
I'm not.
Okay, good. Quentin had done an uncredited rewrite of the script. This person lambasted Tarantino about his use of racial slurs in the films.
Oh, I do.
Tarantino got
fact,
embarrassed.
Though.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Tarantino got embarrassed and wanted to move the conversation to a more private area. This person said, no, if we're going to discuss it, let's discuss it now. The person later said he felt that Quentin was a fine artist.
This person is Denzel Washington.
Yep.
Any other cool facts?
Yeah, Denzel is named after his father, who was in turn named after the doctor, Dr. Denzel, who had delivered him.
Really?
So he's named after his father, and his father was named after the doctor that delivered his father.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. His father was a Pentecostal minister. His mother was a beautician and former gospel singer. They divorced when he was 14. Tom Hanks said working with Denzel Washington on Philadelphia was like going to film school. Hanks said he learned more about acting by watching Denzel than from anyone else, which is crazy because like
yeah,
Tom Hanks,
he's been
a great actor.
Yeah.
Oh, this is creepy. He was at his mother's beauty parlor when a woman getting her hair done saw him and told someone to get her a piece of paper, and she wrote atop the or at the top prophecy, and then wrote that Denzel would grow up and one day speak to millions. Denzel kept the bit of paper in his wallet, and the woman was known as a prophetess in their church and community.
Huh. That's true.
He first studied biology in hopes of becoming a doctor, then switched to political science, then to a journalism/drama major in college. He has worn some kind of military uniform in at least 6 of his films. He is the first African-American to receive African-American actor to receive 2 Academy Awards. Though his first theatrical film was a comedy, he has only done 3 more since then. He has mentioned that he's always wanted to do a great one. In 2006, his son was signed as a running back for the St. Louis Rams. Mm-hmm. He turned down the role of Detective David Mills in Seven, which went to Brad Pitt. Almost every summer, he and his family go to Italy on vacation. Oh, wow, this is crazy. To prepare for his attorney role in Philadelphia, he met with two lawyers who were about to become celebrities in their own right, Johnny Cochran Jr. and Carl Douglas. Well, according to Forbes, for each dollar he got paid, his movies averaged $10 of gross income.
Damn.
Yeah, I think he's one of the most profitable actors you can have in your movie.
Makes sense. Every movie. Like, what's bad Denzel? Like, they're all... He's got a pretty high... It's like Tom Hanks. They're hitting their percentage, so... I guess I'd probably say Denzel more than Tom Hanks nowadays, because Tom Hanks has been on a little
stinker fest.
Cold streak, yeah.
He broke the pinky finger of his right hand during a childhood basketball accident and never had it set correctly, resulting in the finger healing in a crooked position. The finger is still crooked to this day, bent at the bottom knuckle of 45 degrees outward from his other fingers.
Wow.
Wow, he turned down the role that went to George Clooney and Michael Clayton. Huh. It's crazy. Like, they say, like, Denzel Washington, I think, is, like, beyond, like, the whole, like, color.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, you can cast him in any movie.
Yeah, he can really play whoever.
Okay, this is interesting. Likes to point out the difference between his father's and his first name, Denzel. Though both are spelled the same, his dad's name is pronounced with stress on the first syllable, Denzel, whereas the actor's name is pronounced Denzel. Like, he stresses the Zell part.
Okay. That's one way to go.
Start in three remakes, The Manchurian Candidate, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, and Man on Fire. Yeah.
I don't think he's ever done a sequel.
Dropped out of junior college with a GPA of 1.7.
Oh.
Okay. Now it's time for the age portion.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Mr. Denzel Washington?
To say.
Because black don't crack.
No, he's in between 50 and 60. I believe that's the case. I'm going to go with he is 54, I guess.
You're off.
Damn. Is he in between that range, at least?
No.
Really?
He's 61.
Yeah. He looks way too good to be 61.
How tall is Mr. Denzel Washington?
Okay. If he's 61, he must be 6'1".
Yeah.
There you go.
Was there any logic to that answer besides...
Because 61.
Okay.
That's my logic.
So once I hit 61, I'm going to grow an inch.
Exactly. That's how it works, right? That was kind of my logic. I thought he was taller than you, and I just went one inch.
His son, who is in Ballers.
Yeah.
5'9".
Oh, really?
Tiny person.
Interesting.
It's not just that The Rock is massive.
Yeah.
He's also very tiny.
He's actually way shorter than him.
So... What movie do you want to see Denzel Washington? What's one of your favorite Denzel Washington movies?
Oh, there's so many.
I have one that's clear.
I love him in Remember the Titans, strangely enough.
Okay.
I really like... I'm trying to think like movies that I liked him in or the movie I really like and he's in it.
Either way.
I mean, usually when he's in it, he's the movie. But...
I really liked American Gangster.
Oh yeah,
one of my favorite movies. Like, hands, it's one of my favorite movies overall. And then it just happens to have him in it.
And then there's, what's it?
Man on Fire.
What's the one where he's in LA and he's a cop?
Training Day.
Training Day, yeah. Training Day. I dig him in the Equalizer.
Has nothing on me.
Yeah, Denzel's just.
What about Nonstop?
He's not in Nonstop. Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
I like him in that. Okay. I like him in I think I like him in everything I see.
Can I just go through his last few movies and see if he has any stinkers?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, he actually did.
Did he?
Yeah.
How did Magnificent Seven do?
That's what I think it was.
Was that a stinker?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, so I can't judge. I find it hard to believe that. I wouldn't like Denzel and Chris Pratt in that movie. Maybe the movie's not there.
Yeah. Oh, Inside Man.
Oh, yeah.
How much I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Two Guns.
I like Two Guns.
Flight.
I like Flight.
Safe House.
It's all right.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Book of Eli.
I haven't seen but assume that. I don't think that one's supposed to be that good.
Remember when we were supposed to watch that movie?
Yeah. But it was a big joke. Like, yeah. Something was a joke about it. I still don't know. To this day.
Yeah.
No, I remember the situation. There was an LOL that I didn't see. That didn't seem warranted.
Yeah. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Yeah.
The Great Debaters.
I haven't seen that one.
American Gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Deja Vu.
I like Deja Vu.
I've never seen that one. Inside Man. Fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Manchurian Candidate.
I haven't seen that one. That's a remake, too.
Yeah. Man on Fire.
I haven't seen that one.
Out of Time.
Which one's Out of Time? Is that with the...
Eva Mendes?
Yeah.
A Florida police chief must solve a vicious double homicide before he himself falls under suspicion.
Yeah, I've like flipped that movie on like in the middle of it, and it's very confusing if you haven't seen the beginning. So I haven't watched the whole thing. I don't understand it.
I'm just gonna go back to 2000, okay? Because that's like a lot of movies.
Yeah,
Antoine Fisher.
That's like his directorial debut.
I don't think so.
What's the first movie he directed?
Oh yeah, he directed.
Yeah,
he directed that one, and he directed The Great Debaters. This is the movie coming out this week. The trailer we saw.
Yeah, this we didn't talk about it yet.
Yeah. John Q.
I like John Q. It's kind of like a cheesy movie. But...
Is that the one where he fucking saves his son's life?
Yeah.
Cheesy movie.
Oh, it's just like, it's just weird because like, everyone in the hospital is like rooting for, it's weird. They're like, he's taking him hostage, but like, we all agree with you. And it's just like a big ad about like healthcare. Like,
yeah.
Everyone should have healthcare and stuff.
Training Day.
Training, yeah.
Remember the Titans?
Mm-hmm.
That's what goes back to. Before that.
Oh, then there's the one with the boat.
Crimson Tide?
No.
That's the... What boat?
There's the one where he's on the boat.
The Siege? The Bone Collector?
No.
He Got Game? Fallen? The Preacher's Wife? Courage Under Fire?
No.
Devil in a Blue Dress?
He's probably on the boat on other ones, too.
Virtuosity? The Pelican Brief?
That's the time travel. The one you said you hadn't seen. We already brought it up. I don't remember.
The Mighty Quinn? Oh, no idea. Oh, I already said it in that list of movies?
Yeah, you already said it and you said you hadn't seen it.
Deja Vu.
That's the one. I know, you haven't seen it. I just had Deja Vu. I forgot it.
Yeah. What do you want to see him do next?
I still like to see him in a superhero movie. It's kind of something.
As who? You're the head of whatever. Who do you want to see?
Well, ideally, him as Jon Stewart would be amazing.
Holy shit. I didn't realize I wanted anything so bad.
It would be amazing. I don't think it'll happen. And
no.
He doesn't do movies like that.
He doesn't.
So I don't see it ever happening, but he's just, like, he's the guy.
I'd love for him to be, like, Nick Fury's dad or uncle.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense chronologically.
It really doesn't, but I see that for sure too.
That'd be great.
He's like the one guy I could see like kicking Nick Fury in the ass and like having some credibility in doing
it. Like, hey, you know what? Like, I've had it with you.
You keeping secrets from all the Avengers? What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
These guys are trying to save the world.
How old is Samuel L. Jackson?
He's probably just as old as Denzel.
Not older?
Yeah. But somehow I feel like he could play his uncle somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, Samuel Jackson's old as shit. Dude. 67.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
So.
But oddly enough, didn't he start pretty late, though?
Yeah, I think he started much later.
Yeah. Like, as in, start as we didn't see him. I'm sure he was working forever, but.
Well, because, like, Denzel started on St. Elsewhere, right?
Did he? I don't know. The I origins. Thought so. I don't know the secret origin of Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel. Wait, saying it right?
Denzel
Washington.
Denzel Washington. This Week in Movies in the Now, Incarnate, starring Aaron Eckhart as a weird exorcist, kind of, but Inceptionizing. It's like an Inception meets an exorcism movie.
Yeah. He's like going to people's minds who are possessed by.
And he's trying to rid the demons of them.
Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm in your mind. There's
yeah, this
a demon
isn't real.
Here.
There's a demon
and he,
here.
He like, looks in the mirror and he's like a demon. So.
Yeah. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm that's what I'm curious. So I want to see.
I'm debating. I don't know if it's horror or like not.
It's made by Blumhouse.
I think it is supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it's supposed to be scary, but I don't know what to what extent.
Like, I think it's
just supposed to be
like
a thriller.
Because
that trailer, I could handle the
trailer. Yeah.
But I don't know.
So I shouldn't buy tickets for these. I should just buy Rogue One tickets and just stop buying tickets.
Well, you can go see the movie and then you tell me.
Oh, no, I want to see it with you, though.
I don't think I want to see it in theaters.
Okay.
I'll watch it, but I don't think in theaters. Yeah.
Okay.
Can't do it.
It is scary to watch scary movies in theaters.
Yeah, I just think in general, even if it's not that scary.
Yeah, because...
Like, even that movie, we saw that movie Van Helsing. Like, it just had a lot of jumps. It has a lot of jumps. That movie has a lot of jumps. I don't
like
it. Like
you being like, yeah, we saw that one scary movie, The Finding Nemo.
No, there are no jumps in Finding Nemo.
Yeah, the beginning, horrifying. That barracuda scene.
Barracuda scene is scary. Yeah. And then it never again. But like Van Helsing, there's like werewolves and it's like every 5 seconds there's a jump. A lot of jumps in that movie. Rewatch that movie.
I will.
There are jumps in it.
Begrudgingly.
A lot
I'll
of
rewatch
it. Okay.
Trailer talk, the Belko experiment. James Gunn released the teaser for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Battle Royale in office.
Pretty much.
The Hunger Game with taxpayers. That's how I've heard it described.
Yep. Random office workers fighting each other.
Yeah. Including.
I think they just took the concept of the show The Office and then they're like, what if they had to kill each other?
Yeah.
Actually, I'd enjoy that more.
Yeah, it's like, what if the whole movie was just that end scene from Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
You've seen that movie, right?
The bits and parts. Mostly. Most of it. We watched most of it. Here one time.
Okay.
Sort of.
I love that movie.
I didn't want to watch it. Watch some of it. So.
It's not that scary.
No. But, yeah.
Fences. This is the reason Denzel Washington is America's Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Directing.
Mm-hmm.
A play. Adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Seems very intense. Viola Davis?
Yeah.
Seems very intense. And Fence, if I may.
Very much so.
I hope that makes it to the poster. This movie looks very in Fence.
It's like, I do not
Droove
get...
at Destiny Pizza.
I don't get your pun.
But yeah, it seems like a good movie.
Yeah. I'm in for this movie.
Yeah. I think I know what I'm going to do on Christmas.
Looks very entertaining.
Take my dad to see this movie.
See?
This is what you're like, Denzel Washington, and I don't mean that in a good way.
Because I think Denzel thinks he's doing good, but he's not doing good.
Yeah, but I think he has a realization. What do you think he did? That Viola Davis was just like, I don't want to hear it.
I don't know. I think he's like stopping his son from, he doesn't want his son to do sports or something. I don't know. It's confusing.
Yeah, but then it looks like his son is going to sign up for the army.
Yeah. So
it's even worse.
That's true.
But I mean, like, it's good. We need people in the army.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But from a standpoint of a father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard to tell.
And then A Cure for Wellness. This movie looks just like a trip.
Yeah,
I
don't
know
what
idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's very unserious. There's like people in tanks and they're like in a world and it's don't understand it.
Yeah.
And the trailer's very kind of creepy.
Yeah. And then the poster just makes no sense either.
Yeah.
On Netflix today, so much because it's the first. Always, Angels in the Snow, Beverly Hills Cop, Beyond Bollywood, Black Snake Moan, Chill with Bob Ross, Collection, Compulsion, D2, The Mighty Ducks, David Blaine, Street Magic, Dreamland, For the Love of Spock, Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, Season 2, Glory Days, The Life and Times of Michael Alig, Harry and the Hendersons, Hitler, A Career, Holiday Engagement, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, House of Wax, Hannibal, Murli, Season 1, Netflix original. Merry Christmas, National Lampoon's Animal House. Picture Perfect, Rainbow Time, Rodeo and Juliet, Swept Under, Switchback, The Angry Birds Movie, The Crucible, The Little Rascals, The Legend of Bagger Vance, The Rock, The Spirit of Christmas, Toys, Uncle Nick, Walking Life, Way of the Dragon, We're Back, A Dinosaur Story, White Girl, Wildflower, and 0 Point. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. It's crazy because We're Back, A Dinosaur Story was on Netflix like not too long ago, and they took it off and they brought it back on.
Weird. Very odd how they,
because like in June it was on Netflix.
Yeah. Sometimes they do that. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think they take? Do you think they ever take off a movie for a month just to say they can put, like, to be like, look how many movies we added this month? And they're like, well, it was on Netflix for a month. Like,
I'm sure they, like, just to, like, run statistics. Well, it's also rights, but I wonder if they, like, do the statistics. They, like, are doing experiments within themselves because they have so much money, it seems like. They're like, we'll get this movie, we'll lose the rights for a month, and we'll put it back on, and we'll see the statistics of what it's affecting. I don't know. I don't know. Bizarre.
Okay, come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.